This week, we'll hear from both Israelis and Palestinians about the ceasefire talks. Today, Natan Sharansky. He is Deputy Prime Minister of Israel, also the Housing Minister, and leader of a political party of Russian immigrants to Israel. Mr. Sharansky is often described as being to the right of Ariel Sharon on peace issues. He's been criticizing the Prime Minister for relenting on his demand for 7 days of quiet before talking with the Palestinians. Welcome to the program, once again, Natan Sharansky.
Hello. Good evening.
And first of all, given the level of the fighting and now the renewed interest of Washington in Middle East diplomacy, why wait for days of quiet? Why not start talking and stop fighting as soon as possible?
I'll be more than happy if there'll be no fighting immediately. I think everybody should do everything possible to bring in ceasefire and renewal of political negotiations. My criticism about my prime minister wasn't about his desire to start negotiations. We all want ceasefire. My criticism was that we should not go back to the path of one-sided concessions, as it was many times since the Oslo started, when we are fulfilling all our obligations, and Arafat is saying that he is too weak to fulfill his obligations and he is not doing any effort to stop terror. And I hope that the last visit of Vice President will help us to stop it. But it cannot be reached through one-sided concessions.
Mr. Sharansky, I'd like you to reconcile two apparent contradictions. On the one hand, the strongest Israeli military action against the Palestinians since the invasion of Lebanon 20 years ago. On the other hand, as that operation is ending, as the Israeli tanks are pulling out, apparently having achieved something in Israeli views against Palestinians, more suicide bombings, more attacks within Israel today. What did it achieve? What did the Israeli military action achieve if there continued to be attacks the day after?
Nobody can hope to finish the struggle with terror in one day, especially after many years of concessions towards terrorists. What we reached in the last weeks was very clear statement that there is no place in Israel or near Israel where terrorists can hide and escape.
If young Palestinians, though, see Israeli tanks and Israeli troops in their streets or in the refugee camps, and they see Palestinian gunmen firing on those tanks, do you think that the experience makes those young Palestinian onlookers more likely to want to coexist with Israel or more likely to fight against Israel?
Well, it's true that it's not a desirable situation, but I have to remind you, this young Palestinian was living already under Palestinian autonomy for 9 years, and he grew up at schools where every day he was explained that the best thing which he can do in his life is to become a suicide bomber and to kill as many Jews as possible. It's interesting to notice that the generation of those Palestinians who grew up under Palestinian autonomy, under Yasser Arafat, was brought up in much more hatred than those Palestinians who were brought up under so-called Israeli occupation before, because, unfortunately, all the resources of their autonomy were devoted to one aim, to strengthen the hatred towards us.
Every peace plan that is put forward, either in the Arab world, in Europe, and indeed, I believe, in the United States, which has always regarded the settlements on the West Bank as, quote, obstacles to peace, assumes that Israel will in some day, if there ever is a peace agreement, dismantle a lot of those settlements.
Yeah.
Is that something which to you is absolutely unthinkable, regardless of any other changes in the region? Must peace include the current settlements in Gaza and the West Bank?
No doubt that the final settlement, the real peace which will be brought, means serious concessions on both sides. It means that Palestinians will control big areas. And by the way, already now they're controlling more than 40% of the Western Bank. And no doubt that in the end they'll control much bigger areas. It also means that a lot of settlements, of Jewish settlements, can disappear or cannot. If you're talking about the long road to peace, which in the end will bring us to the situation where Palestinians will control much of the territory, which is today under our their control, but and where there will be much less Jewish settlements than it is today. I think that will be absolutely acceptable.
Natan Sharansky, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Natan Sharansky speaking to us from Jerusalem.